As far as I'm concerned, I totally agree with many things they said during the video, or they said during the video in relation to our education models. I believe that children shouldn't be trained like soldiers, following certain straitjackets for different level of learning. When you cut off a child's creativity by forcing them or him or her to learn lesson and memorize thing without doing the correct reasoning, it's a big mistake because you are interrupting their imagination and creativity. For this reason, I believe children should be closer to the arts, music, and sports, since they are disciplines that help them develop their intellects, so to speak. On the other hand, the teacher's role is to encourage students to learn, not to make them bored or discourage them from studying. This is a big problem we face with our education models. In my conception, the passion for learning in different disciplines must be generated in children. A motivated child, a child with curiosity to learn, is an adult who will make discoveries for our society tomorrow. I am sure of this. There are so many things quite important in this video, quite interesting as well to be tantalizing aspect to say it in this video, which is so amazing. Our education and education today's education. In relation to the last question, the importance of sleep in learning is quite clear. If human beings don't sleep in good conditions, we won't consolidate the information we obtain during the day. And in relation to this, I must say that not all human beings need the same hour to rest well. There are some that need 7 hours, others will need 8 or 9 or more. And this, at the moment of improving learning processes in all fields of life, is quite crucial. A person who doesn't sleep well is a person who will have a poor performance at work. And this implies that you won't concentrate correctly, and it will affect your mood, and this may cause conflicts with your co-workers. This is my opinion on the matter.